A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 6th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about fresh attempts by the MDCT to recall some 21 members of parliament and senators who they are claiming have crossed the floor and have joined a party called the MDC Renewal Team.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
This is not the first time that Gotu and his colleagues have written a letter to the Speaker. So this matter has already been ruled over by the Speaker. There has not been any procedures that has expelled these members of Parliament from the MDCT. In fact, their leader is the one that was expelled from the MDCT.
Kuiwa wano kei kwa wanwe rinyuwa wakana rema orange kwa watuwe green MDC. Isu tunoti, Speaker wa National Assembly na President wa Senate Maya Mazonge. Ngati bile iti uwe kutuwasha pa ruling tukuti chii.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about fresh attempts to recall some legislators.
MDC Secretary General Douglas Monzora has written a letter to the Speaker of Parliament, Jacob Mutenda, requesting him to declare vacant 21 House of Assembly and Senate seats, alleging the MPs in question have crossed the floor.
But the accused MPs are alleging that the ones who are trying to expel them from Parliament are the ones who are illegitimate.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again is 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunga kujalo fwetu.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe inabangoza. Irimudari reparamende maanyama amiri nirongo kuwado pikisa. Apana kuwirirana. Tukuzwa kuti masondo rapera. Mutawiruwe dari reparamende. Waspika waka zinga nengo mbiri ze ZANU-PF. Va Temba Muliswa na va Didmas Mutasa. Vachiti vangu wasiri nengo ze ZANU-PF. Iko zvino taakunzu kwa zvakare imwe nyaya yekuti MDCT iruda kuti mamwe ma MP nema senator anosvika 21 gumi nemumwe makumi maviri nemumwe chete vadzingwe mudare reparamende vachitivo aiwa havachisisiri mubato irori asi vari kudzingwa vacho vari kutsikawo madziro vachiti aiwa ivo ndo vari dzichaiwo chaiwo vebato nekudaro vamudenda havazivisa kuti mazuva anotera vachazenge vachipa mutongo wavo panyaya yeGibbs.
Yebo kambe Zulu kandaba lingalithola njani khona ngapho ke dina ngapha lo Blessing ayisiphilile simile kwamagama udabe silalo lamhlanje siyakwazi ukuthi sizwile kukhulunywa ukuthiwa sokumele ukuthi ke labo abangu 21 singathi ke abakudala le parliamente le dala le senate abasebangena khona ngalo MDC renewal bachaye phansi kukhulunywa nje khonoku ngoba sizwile ukuthi uNomzana uDouglas Monzora Blessing wahambisa udaba lolu le dala le parliamente. Then uSpeaker khona ngale wathi yena ngasuza thatha isinqumo ngaleso sikhathi ayekhambisile esithi hayi kumele beqale bechukane edale lomtirandaba engakathi ukuthi kumele kume njani. Ye, so sesizwile ukuthi ke sokuchukana sibe lokuzwayo sokumele abanye bajiye umsebenzi khona ngale dale leparlamente bazibonele abangakwenza. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi umthetho weZimbabwe uthi nxa ukuthi wangena uku-MDCT kumele uhlale uku-MDCT, nxa ukuzanu wangena ngetikiti lezanu kumele uhlale phakathi khonapho ngevike pelele sizwile-ke kuxotshwe umnumzana uThemba Mliswa lo mnumzana uTiti Masimtasa kuzanu PF khona ngale so sebefuna ukuthi kwenzakale kathesi ku-MTCT ngoba kuthiwa laba sebe ku-renewal abagqoke i-orange leyo so kumele ukuthi basuke mana kunjalo mfowethu.
I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Obet Gutu of the MTCT. He is the spokesperson. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening, blessing, good evening, listeners.
And of course, for the benefit of our listeners, Mr. Gutu is a well-known Harare lawyer. He is also the former Deputy Minister for Justice. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Gutu, before we go into the crux of the matter, we just want you to actually stipulate what the law says about a member that ceases to be an MP or a senator. What goes around?
Oh, thank you very much, Gibbs. The law is very clear. It is actually captured in section 129, subsection 1, subparagraph K of the Constitution of Zimbabwe that states that if a member of parliament who was elected into either the National Assembly or the Senate ceases to be a member of the political party under which he or she was elected into parliament, his or her seat becomes vacant. That is what it says in simple terms. I will just try to give an example. If, for instance, a person is elected into parliament as a member of the MDC, and then you defect to another political party, or you resign from the MDC and you say, I'm now an independent. It means that in terms of section 129.1K of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, you automatically lose your seat. Mm-hmm. So that is what the law says in terms of the Constitution. So you can only retain your seat in Parliament for as long as you remain a member of the political party under which you were elected into Parliament.
Asi vagutu vamwaroda kuziva kuti ko zvikanzi vanhu ava varikolwa sezvamuri kutaura pachaitwa sei masitsa aya anongoenda here kuzanu PF nekuti muri kuti hamupindi musarudzo dzemaby elections
kwete ndinoziva vazhinji vari kuchema chema kudaro kuti muri kuda kudonata masiti kuzanu muchirungu ndiri kutoona vamwe vanhu vanototi hanzi why are these other people crying more than they believed why vari kuchema kuti munoda kupa masitsi kuzanu chii chavari kuchemera kwete blessing isu tiri kuti seMDCT takaita congress fourth national congress yedu muno muHarare kubva musi wa31 October gore rakapera kusvika musi wesvondo musi waNovember 2 gore rakapera pakasarudzwa leadership itsva yeMDCT leadership iyi ndoiri panyanga hapana munhu akamboenda kana kumatare edzimhosva kuti anoda kuti amise kongresi yedu kuti iitwe kana kuti achallenje kongresi kuti haina kuitwa nemazvo zvichireva kuti chero ivo vakomana ava nevasikana ava nevarume ava nemazimai ava vanozviti tiri maMDC orange vanotozviziva kuti MDCT ipati yakatoita kongresi ikabuda neutungamiriri hutsva ivovo vari pachenawo kuti vane pati yavo vakatanga vachimbozviti MDC renewal mazuva mashomapfuura watakanzwa vava kuzviti tiri united MDC vakaita musangano wavakaita kustelniswe musi wesvondo vhiki yakapera kubulawayo vakatoti taakubatana navoshi mencuve taakuputsa magirini nemaorange taakubuda neunited MDC zvichireva kuti itori pati yavo yakasiyana needu yeMDCT saka tiri kuti zvokuzoti isu hatisi kuzoita maby election nokuti neresolution inoti hatiite maby election tinozoti we will cross the bridge tasvika pariri zvaanotaura muchirungu asi tiri kuti pari zvino tine zvinhu zviviri zvatinoteera one congress resolution yokuti munofanirwa kuti vanhu vese vakapinda muparamendi vari pasi pemdc vasisiri nhengo dzemdc ngavabudise muparamendi ndo zvataita two tine congress resolution inoti hatizoita participate mumaelections pasati paitwa maelectoral reforms saka vanhu ngavasada kupenga penga zvavo kuti saka mava kudonata masiti kuzana here. Tiri kuita zvinhu in two stages. Pari zvino stage one blessing ndeyekuti resolution inoti kana usiri mhengo yemdc key uri muparliament wapanduka waonere mibato tokubudisa muparliament imomo. Stage two tinezenge taurira vanhu kuti tiri kuzvifambisa sei, but tinoita zvinhu zvedu neurongwa, tinoita strategies dzinatsoronga. Pari zvino tiri pastage one. Stage one kana wapinda muparliament under mdct wabuda mubato remdct out.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about fresh attempts by the MDCT to have the Speaker of Parliament declare vacant 21 seats in Parliament and also in the Senate of members that they are alleging are no longer members of their party. But the said members are saying that the ones who are trying to expel them are actually the illegitimate ones. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs.
And that is Mr. Jacob Mafume, who is the MTC Rewind spokesman. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me on the program.
Thank you very much. Now, let's talk about the law first. You are a lawyer yourself. So at the end of the day, yeah, if these members are being recalled, Mr. Mafume, it's part of the law, right?
Yes, there is no law. The interpretation that Gutu is having is on his own fact and then creating his own scenario and then applying the law. What they are doing is that they've done it two times now and this is the third time. Nothing has changed. The parties can form coalitions outside of parliament to work together. Even his own president has been talking about a national convergence of all parties to work together under what they've been calling a big tent. Their coalitions can be formed, but the parties can remain with their distinct identities. As you know, ZANU Ndonga has joined the ZANU-PF of recent. It doesn't mean that since ZANU-PF has been joined by ZANU Ndonga, it then loses its parliamentary seats. What we have said for the purposes of the parliament, our parties have remained the same. The MDC Green will remain MDC Green. MDCT will remain MDCT. But we have entered into a pact wherein people will work together, and that pact will, at some future stage, be known by another name. If you read the agreement carefully, it does not come into effect immediately. So our parties remain distinct. So there will not be a danger to the MDC parliamentarians that are there and the MDCT parliamentarians that are here. So the law is very clear on that one. Nothing has changed. And we expect that no one has left the MDCT. What he talks about as being a Congress is an illegitimate process where a group of people who are 7,000 or 6,000 thereabout met at some place in Harare. These people you will see are fewer than the people who voted for an MP in one single constituency. So these 6,000 people have confused themselves into thinking that they are bigger than the electorate that elected MPs, which are more than, take for example an MP like Arnold Tsunga. He was elected by 13,000 people in Dangamfora, and there are 6,000 people who gathered at some place and they decided to call themselves a Congress illegitimately. And what makes it worse, these people went to court a few days ago, if you remember, Muonzora and Gutu screaming that they were lawyers and they would go to court. What they don't tell the nation is that they withdrew their case, which was challenging the Mendio resolution and our national council. They withdrew their case and paid us costs. So therefore, they lost in court. They lost and they lost dismally and paid us costs. Now, they cannot pretend that all that did not happen and now say they want to write another letter. So as a lawyer, the law is very clear. Nothing has changed. We are MDCT and MDC, the other MDC is there as it is. And this is another third attempt.
Mr. Mafume, what do you mean when you say you are MDCT? I mean, all your communication is written MDC Renewal Team. Why the inconsistency?
All our communication is written MDCT. The Secretary General of MDCT remains the Tendai Biti because that Congress was never a legitimate Congress. What we have done for the purposes of...
Why didn't you challenge the Congress, assuming you say you are a lawyer? Any lawyer, any decent lawyer out there would have dealt on an urgent basis to stop the holding of the purported illegitimate Congress.
Let me explain, you were talking. You were talking your own... what you thought was correct. Let me finish my own speaking. I will tell you the law, and that is applying, and that is always will apply. Now, this is MDCT officially. You remember we held the Mendeo resolution where we expelled Morgan Tsvangirai and others. What we have not done as mature members of the MDC is not to call for the expulsion of fellow parliamentarians because we have not been bought by ZANU-PF. Our colleagues stay in ZANU-PF houses. They've been bought by ZANU-PF. They want to donate 21 seats to ZANU-PF. Even ZANU-PF
is going to this is very slanderous. When Mr. Mafume says we've been bought by ZANU-PF, that is quite defendant. He is a lawyer. Hello? He thinks he's a lawyer. He knows the implications of uttering those very defamatory remarks. So, can you proceed with those defamatory remarks?
I cannot withdraw a defamatory remark which is accurate. You have been bought by ZANU-PF to give them 21 seats. Now you are talking about stages. People are asking you, you are not participating in a by-election. Why do you donate 21 seats?
Gibbs and Blessing, I have stated what the law says in terms of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Section 129.1K of the Constitution, whose provisions are unambiguous.
Okay, gentlemen. Gentlemen,
what am I talking about?
Okay, yeah, one at a time.
This man is a lawyer. I really have difficulty in people who are talking like this.
Mr. Gutu and Mr. Mafume, please.
Lay people. The law is very clear.
Okay,
very
gentlemen.
Clear. You should revisit 129.1K.
Okay, gentlemen, let's allow our listeners to participate. We have Baba Chenidza on the line. Baba Chenidza, Makadi. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa iri kupisai munoti kudi
ndoya ndanga ndichida nguva yose kudirirwe zvangu
ehe
nyaya iri apa ndekuda ndoda kuti nditaure chokwadi mazira ndinoita taka kurira munzvimbo dzokuti dzimwe nguva unenge uri munhu anenge akakurira mudunhu rashe handitika wakurira mudunhu mashe kuda ukazvarirwa imomo then woona kuti iwewo wakura hauchakwanisi kuramba uri imomo woda kutama kana shonga vakakupa stand yekuti ugare nomunda iwo kana waenda unovaoneka kuti vashenda akuenda asi kana usina samado ako paimba yaunga wachigara vasha havaisi munhu zvino varume ava vakaoneka vasha vakati taakuenda handidi vakandofuma bato ravo ratakanzwa ratogatsingwa every day because we are strong followers yemapolisi dzomuzimbabwe saka ngavachirega ivo kuti kana vaenda voti kwai ini ndaenda ndatama asi munda ndinomuda kana kuti mushandi womuda iwo watama futi hazvibatsiri hazviiti kana ivo vane chokwadi kuti zvavakaita ndozvinoda vanhu vakavasarudza ngavachisiya MDCT yakadarura naguto nanamonzora nanatsvangirai ivo vachitaridza masimba avo nokudiwa kwavo kwavanenge vaenda ikoko tione kuti vanobudirira here
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba Chenidza
vachinamira paMDCT chii ivo vachiti MDCT haina kumira zvakanaka takaitiza nokuti hana dhemokrasi ngavachititaridza kuti dhemokrasi yavo iri papi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru baba Chenidza
ndatenda hangu baba
of course baba Chenidza is saying that's according to him he's saying that these Mr. Mafume and others are no longer members of the MDC because they said they were not of the MDCT rather because they said to anyone who cared to listen that they were not happy with the way Mr. Tsvangirai was running things in the MDCT and they were forming their own outfit. So he's saying that, you know, they should as well go ahead and let's see how strong they are.
Yes, because we blessing lapha ngesintu esikuzuleyo kubaba ugude khuluma. Mfuna ukuthi ngubeke nje ngesindebele. Yobaba ugude lapha besithi kulandelwa ke isekelo sombuso welizwe. Ukhulume ngo section 129(1)(k) owe constitution. Wathi nxa ukuthi umuntu engaso esekhithwa edale le parliament ngumuntu oyabe sechiye ibandla ade kukhethwa ephakathi kwalo. So ke njengoba ekhuluma khonapha uthi laba sebebizwa ikuthi abasekho phela ku-MDCT kodwa umafume uthe ayisikho lokho. Bona bake benza izinqumo zabo okuthiwa yi-Mendel resolution yabo bathi bazahlala beku-MDCT baphakathi khonaphana. So uthi lokho beku-MDCT kabaphumanga loba nje besebenzisa okunye uthi kuyavunyelwa phela ukuthi ubumbe abanye ube labanye abantu ungasebenza labo. So uthi lakho bakuzamayo kwenza okuthiwa ngama-coalitions. Yikho ke sebelanda MDC kancube bafike khona ngale bakhulumisane layo. Uphinde wafaka umzekeliso blessing lapha owezanu indonga wasesithi izanu ndonga singani singene kuzanu phepu. So akutsho ukuthi izanu ke silahlekelwe izihlalo zayo. So zindala zombili lapha sifuna ukuzuthi bathini besiya phambili. Kodwa ke kulo mbuzo othunyezwe ngubaba kuthiwa ngugwinyiro uthi khona nakumbuzo baba kutu gwinyiro wrote on Facebook, if MDC renewal team MPs are fired, will the MDCT contest these seats? This is a question from the public. Can you take on that for a minute, Mr. Kutu?
Oh, thank you very much, Gibbs. Like I said, we are doing these things in two stages. Stage one is to give effect to one of our key Congress resolutions. One of our key Congress resolutions is to say any member of parliament who was elected into parliament, into the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe on the 31st of July 2018,
and an MDC ticket
should be recalled if that member ceases to be a member of the MDCT. That is one of our Congress resolutions. So right now we are on stage one. We are simply saying, stage one, since you are no longer members of the MDCT, we are recalling you in terms of section 129(1)(k) of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Stage two would be, we also have another key Congress resolution which says we will not participate in any election, until certain specified and specific electoral reforms have been carried out. So we don't want people to jump the gun. Let us do these things step by step. Step one, recall all members who are in parliament but are no longer members of the MDCT. Why should they be worried what you are going to do when they are recalled? That is our own problem.
Okay, Mr. Gutu, your 1 minute is up. Mr. Gutu, your 1 minute is up.
More than they believed.
Mr. Mafume, you have a minute to respond to that. You want to take a callers. You can fire away.
Yes. What he is simply saying is that they've decided to donate the seats to ZANU-PF. They are not going to contest. ZANU-PF knows it. That's why it was raised by Oliver Mandipaka, a former ZRP officer who is a ZANU-PF member. He knows they've entered into a secret pact so that they can give more seats to ZANU-PF. And we don't know why they've decided to work with ZANU-PF at this juncture.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Just quickly on WhatsApp before we take our callers. We have Nevanji anoti ngavadzingane kana shungu varipo kukanganisa inonzi distraction. Roy says ngavaende. Edmore, it is unfortunate that the constitutional ruling was rejected when it was supposed to have been effected last year. Thanks to Oliver Mandipaka, the honorable MP for Buera, who questioned the constitutionality of the matter. This exposes the partiality of the Speaker of Parliament, considering that they already have MPs whose seats were declared vacant. Joseph says, according to the constitution, they should have long ceased to be MPs. It's Mudenda and ZANU-PF's double standards because they earlier refused to kick them out. Douglas says they are no longer MDCT, so they should be recalled. Yes, ngava dzingwe nokuti vakapinda neticket MDCT. From Bishop Chani. Da Vinci says they have to be recalled. Kidwell Musadare says ndizvozvo testing Mudenda's consistency in applying the rule of law following the dismissal of Mutasa and Muliskwa. Louis says Zimbabweans should now take a stand and fight against by-elections. Without electoral reforms, ZEC must be made fully independent. Simon says, well, as a matter of fact, the law must take its course. This is also going to show how BT and company are going to handle the pressure. Since they won popularity through MDCT, they are going to start afresh a new renewal without any seat. Taurai anotie, shua nengo idzi ngadzidzingwe muparamende nekuti dzakashandisa simba reMDC nasi vapanduka. Tawanda says MPs must do their work lawfully regardless of the party. MDC attributes Zimbabwe's highly economic problems rather to President Robert Mugabe, but the MDC does not seem interested in developing the nation. Gideon says that is good ngavadzingwe very new team vakatanga party yavo itsva. Robson says MDC renewal team is just wasting time. Come 2018, we are going to retain all those seats. Richard says it's not difficult for Mdenda. They should be fired as they have their own party. Mleke says nothing much firm. These MPs must just pave way for true soldiers in the MDCT to take over. Joel says when the MDC renewal team was formed, it means they expelled themselves from the MDCT. These are some of the contributions that we have on WhatsApp. Gibbs, what do you have?
Yeah, so Selomnu Zanake Uncube, Ekwen Lapake, Blessing. Baba Uncube, what's your journey?
I see a ton of them.
This is Pilia Kulin Ube. Yeah, I would want to have a
little vile kusase le emuva asikwazi ukuthi obekuvele obekusenzakala ikwini ngoba sikathethi ngasikhangele khonapho uchizi besibesidla uhulumende nje kungenamuntu abameleyo khonapho ngephalamenti ngoba besibesukile ku-MDCT so bekungathela muntu abameleyo sebezihlalele nje. Now silo sesikhangela yena uhulumende kukhanya ukuthi ebengenzi kahle ngoba omtaka laba abaxotshwe kathesi sebebakhiphile laphana masinyani kukanti-ke laba baphume kudala ku-MDC kodwa nakathethi belokhu behlezi bephakathi khonaphandle. So uhulumende ukhanye ukuthi la ebethatha icele khonapho.
Ye, kodwa bengaxotshwa-ke i-MDCT phela kasoze ibe khona phakathi nxa kulo khetho. Ubona ngizani kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ukhetho ngoba nxa sebephumele laphana sokufanele ukuthi siye kuma-by elections.
Ye, kunjalo.
Yes.
Kodwa phela i-MDCT yona ayisoze phela ifake umuntu khonaphana ngoba ilesi nqumo yasithathayo ku-Congress ukuthi abasoze bengene kuma-by-elections.
Ya, ukungangeni kwe-MDC kuma-by-elections kukhona ababe bekhuluma ngakho khonaphana ukungaqondanga nxa sikhangele ngokwenziwa kwezokhetho olwezimbabwe lapho kuthathe le zinto ofanele ukuthi zilungisiswe khonaphana vele singayikhona kuma-by-elections. I-voters roll liyana ikhangele kuhle ngoba kuvele kubolile kona ama-elections alapha eZimbabwe nxa esenziwa abolile enziwa efavor iZANU PF. I-MDC ukukhuluma kwayo yayingakhuluma ukuthi vele ayifuni ukuthi ingene kuma-elections, yethi ukuthi akuqale kulungisiswe izindaba ezokhetho kungenziwa ukhetho ukuze ukhetho lolu lube lukhetho olukhululekileyo kungabi lesitsotsi. Yayikhuluma ngakho lokhu.
Aw boni ke Encube, sibongile kakhulu Encube.
Yeah,
so Mr. Encube is saying that they should have been recalled long back because ZANU PF didn't take time to recall Mliswa and others. So he says elections for by elections for MDCT, nothing as of yet. Because the electoral landscape is not level.
Tina Mkoma Ozias Mhlanga Makadi. Tipe ufungwa zenyu. Nkoma Ozias muri kutaurira pasi pasi asi chimboramba makabata nhare yenyu tiri kudzoka kwamuri ndofunga munenge makutaura nezwi rakati simbei vagutu navamafume rambai makabata tiri kudzoka kwamuri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.